In its proposed budget, the Bush administration is calling for $98 million to help the Colombian military protect a major oil pipeline. The aid would be in addition to massive U.S. assistance to help Colombia fight the drug trade. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, some policy watchers are worried that the new spending proposals signal a shift in U.S. policy and will drag Washington deeper into a complex, nearly four-decade-old civil conflict.
With so much attention on the war on terrorism, there's little surprise the Bush administration has stepped up its rhetoric against left-wing insurgencies in Colombia, including the FARC and the ELN. Kurt Struble of the State Department's Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs says the proposed 2003 budget will include training and equipment to help Colombian armed forces protect a common rebel target, an oil pipeline operated by the U.S. firm Occidental Petroleum Corporation.
The Canalimón pipeline last year was attacked 166 times, shutting it down for 243 days. This has had a very significant impact on Colombian exports, on the ability of the government of Colombia to generate the funds and resources that it's needed for economic growth and social development.
While he says this is in line with past U.S. policy, many Colombia watchers see a change. Michael Schifter of the Inter-American Dialogue says up to now, U.S. aid to Colombia has been justified in terms of the fight against drugs. He says by protecting a pipeline, the Bush administration is in danger of gradually getting more involved in counterinsurgency.
I think that they may be heading in that direction, but in a piecemeal way and not really having a strategic concept about where the United States is going. And that is the risk of a slippery slope.
Schifter urges the Bush administration to step back and look at how it can help Colombia reestablish authority and deal with both leftist guerrillas, blamed for the attacks on the pipeline, and right-wing paramilitaries, another side in a complex and long-running conflict. Some human rights groups argue the Bush administration should not even give aid to the Colombian military this year because the army has failed to cut ties to the paramilitaries, which, like the rebels, are accused of massacres and kidnappings. Coletta Youngers of the Washington Office on Latin America was among those who released a report this week saying Colombia failed to meet congressionally mandated conditions for U.S. aid.
The evidence is overwhelming that serious action has yet to be taken against members of the armed forces who are involved in paramilitary activity, either by commission or omission, or who have committed other human rights violations.
Another activist, Alexander Arriaga of Amnesty International, suggested the Bush administration has something to learn from its own media campaign, linking illegal drug use with acts of terror in Colombia. She opened up a newspaper ad to illustrate her point.
It says that if you use drugs, you help kill a Colombian family. We are here to say that if you support the paramilitary, you help kill a Colombian family. And if you condone military abuses, you help kill a Colombian family.
The human rights activists took their message to the State Department, but former White House drug czar Barry McCaffrey said it would be a mistake to cut off aid to Colombia now.
The Colombians are facing probably some 30,000 heavily armed narco insurgents, all of whom are fueled essentially by cocaine and heroin. And it's devastating its impact on their democracy, on their economy, and on their ability to sustain themselves. And of course, it also has direct impact on U.S. vital interests.
The Bush administration seems to side with that argument as it proposes more aid in the fight against terrorist acts in Colombia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.